Hello, hello. It is Tasha Branham, founder and CEO of Naturally Smitten Hair Care Products. I decided to do something a little different for this blog. It's about 1:30, late Monday night, early Tuesday morning, however you want to put it. And I am in my office working away. It's been such a productive Monday, and I really hit like a creative flow. And I was just super productive. I didn't want to stop. I don't know if any of my fellow creatives out there can relate to me. As far as like when you have that, just that flow of creativity and you can like match that up with productivity, it just makes your work day all the better. Distractions have been extremely minimal today. Despite many interruptions and things like that that have happened, I've been really good today. So that is why I'm up at 1:30 in the morning, deciding to do an audio vlog today, sort of like a podcast thingamajig. I just wanted to talk about something that is really near and dear to my heart, something that God has really been working in me and through me. One thing I will say is that just to kind of, you know, check your heart, and if you notice that there's something that irritates you or bothers you, don't allow it to stay in that space of irritation. Like, I encourage you to really pray and seek the mind of God, and to really seek God to see why something like that is bothering you. I've begun to put that into practice, and a lot of the things that the Lord is really showing me is that the things that I would consider as bothersome to me, they are not supposed to be bothersome. They're supposed to be more of a burden. And just in my own, you know, character development, those are areas that I still have to allow God to really develop in me. So when something becomes something that, you know, bothers me, irritates me, gets under my skin, if the Lord is showing me that, no, that is supposed to be a burden, that means I'm supposed to take it on in prayer and not and just allow myself to sit in my emotions. It's really like a self-righteous posture when you allow the shortcomings and the issues and the things of life and others that they deal with or grapple or struggle with to be a source of irritation for you, because what that says is that I've arrived, I've made it, it's not a struggle for me, so it shouldn't be a struggle for you. And that's really not fair when you think about it. You know, as believers, one of the fruits of the Spirit that we are called to walk in is long suffering. Just like Christ is long-suffering with us, we should be long-suffering with our fellow brothers and sisters. So it's one of those things that I'm continuously praying about, to allow the things that God has given me to be burdens, to really be burdens, and not to, for me to get, you know, in my temperament or whatever, to let that get off balance and not allow things to frustrate me. So the thing I really wanted to talk about today is, what are you waiting for? That is the question I pose to you. And this is why it really stood out to me. I was talking to my husband the other night, and I was saying that, you know, as of today, it would have been about 13 years that I have been in entrepreneurship, working on businesses, starting businesses, failing at businesses, succeeding at businesses. It's been 13 years. A lot of people that I meet, they meet me today and they think that, oh, this is just something I started 2 or 3 years ago, and now we're in Sally Beauty or Walmart and, you know, whatever retailer is next. But what they don't realize is that this is, you know, entrepreneurship has been something that I have worked at for a very long time. I was probably about 20, maybe 23, 24 years old. So this was 13 years ago. Don't be trying to figure my age out. It was about 13 years ago. And a brother in Christ of mine, you know, he's a friend at the time, him and his wife were giving me some prophetic words. And he told me that the Lord had gave him a vision that I was called to start a business. Now, at that time, I didn't have any structure around it, any idea, anything around it. But the first thing I do, I'm such a self-learner. Like, when I was in school, I failed miserably because I'm not a classroom learner. I'm one of those ones where, let me see you do it and I'll figure it out. Or show me the end result and I'll work backwards. That's just kind of how my mind works. So when I got the prophetic word about being an entrepreneur, I immediately went to get on the internet and look at everything I could to help understand entrepreneurship, because I went to school initially to be a midwife or a forensic nurse, and I got my an associate's degree in nursing, but I never went back because I realized I could not deal with the sight of blood. So at this point in my life, I'm, you know, going to school online. I think my major was getting my bachelor's more on the not on the hands-on side of nursing, but more so on the office side. And it just made sense. Okay, well, I've got this associate's degree in nursing. Let me go ahead and get my bachelor's so I can go on to my master's. You know, at this time, I was a single mother, had two little kids, was on public assistance. So I was just really trying to make a better life for myself and my kids. So when I got this prophetic word, naturally me being a self-starter, a leader at heart, and just really one that goes out and is just hungry for information, I got on line, and I would stay up to 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning for weeks and months at a time learning about entrepreneurship. And what I would do is I would think about, you know, even if, like, us as humans, we get a prophetic word from God, like we usually automatically try to go and make it happen. Like, we don't understand that things are on a time frame and that God has his own perfect time, and we're always trying to make stuff happen when we, you know, we put a time frame on it. Like, okay, God, you said this, that means it must be 2 weeks from now, it must be 6 months from now, not realizing, hey, maybe that's 10 years from now, because prophetic words are so tied to our personal lives and our own personal development. Like, God is so big on not giving you things before you're ready, because he doesn't want you to squander them. So I'm online looking at, what can I do right now, God? What business can I start right now that's going to immediately change my situation? I'm living in this bedroom in my parents' home on public assistance. So I looked at trying to start a daycare from my home, my parents' home anyway. Looked at trying to be a private investigator. Oh my gosh, just so many things. And I would, you know, take classes, sign up for things, get consultations, talk to attorneys, read. And it was just like, you know, to no avail. I couldn't really find what it was that I wanted to do. So the Lord gave me another piece to that. He said that he wanted me to learn about computers. So all of a sudden, it was just like I got this compassion. Listen to me using the wrong word. I became very passionate about learning about websites. I would see, you know, this is back in the days of me, Hente, Black Planet, like when social media was really on the rise. And I would see these beautifully designed pages, and I would want to know how people were doing this. So I would look at the source codes, or I would look at people that were designing these pages for people, and I would look at snippets of code. I would look them up on W3C Schools or W3 Schools or whatever, and I would kind of dissect codes line by line. And I eventually taught myself how to write website code from scratch. And then I downloaded a free trial of Photoshop, and I began to learn Photoshop. And I began to teach myself and follow tutorials. So I began to kind of play around with graphic design. And so all this is, I'm not going to tell the whole story about that, but just all that to say, I worked on perfecting my skill as a graphic designer and a web developer probably for about 6 or 7 years before I even got my first job as a graphic designer. And then from graphic designer, I went to web designer, so on and so forth. All the while, I'm still you know, pursuing entrepreneurship, like, with reckless abandon. Just like, every chance I get, I'm studying other brands, I'm studying businesses, I'm talking to entrepreneurs. If my boss at my job was the founder of the company, I'm talking to him or her about how they got started, and just every person along the way that I could, like, glean any information from. In addition to praying and seeking God on what to do, I was just so ambitious and so aggressive. It really developed like an aggression in me, as far as, and I don't mean that in a negative way, because I think there's a negative way, you know, a bad way to be aggressive, and I also think there's a healthy aggression. But it's really, I was really passionate, and I pursued, it was like I had this reckless pursuit in me. With entrepreneurship, and it's like I couldn't rest. It changed the way I thought. Just the learning that I did about business, it changed me as a person. It changed the way I thought about things. It changed the way I looked about life. And when I would go on job interviews, just for regular jobs, like, I would hear the bosses that were interviewing me, or the HR managers or what have you, they would say, you know, you really have a business mind. And it really stood out to me, and it gave me a sense of accomplishment that the research and the magazines I was subscribing to and the books I had read, that all of these things are beginning to pay off because my mind has been changing. But at this time, I didn't have a tangible career as an entrepreneur. So all that to say, you know, when God gives you a prophetic word, you know, the word is meant for you to move on. Now, that may not necessarily mean that you need to go make it happen now, because God has his own structure, his own time, you know, his own desire of when he wants things to unfold in your life. But you would be doing yourself a disservice if you did not take the initiative to go out and glean from those people who are around you, who can teach you and pour into you during the season in which you're being prepared for. You would be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't get your hands on and read every book, take seminars and classes, sign up for trainings and just go in and shadow people at different organizations in the fields and things that you're passionate in. The one thing that I've allowed to frustrate me, as I was talking about at the beginning of this podcast, was that I would allow, you know, when I would see people get these great, like, prophetic words over their life, just these great destinies, and God would just be speaking profoundly to people about, you know, what he wanted to do in their life. God, there's a law in place in the kingdom. There's a law. It's called the law of reciprocity. And I encourage you to go look that up. I'm not going to get into it deep today. But the law of reciprocity basically means, if the Lord is telling you that he, you know, he's giving you a prophetic word that he's called you to go speak to the nations, or he's called you to be a mother to many or a father to many, then you have a responsibility in that. When God gives you something and speaks something over your life, it's not just going to automatically unfold as you quietly sit there with your hands in your lap, or as you sit there, you know, bound and shaken in fear. You have a responsibility to not only get into the word and begin to study the word concerning your life, concerning who he's called you to be, to speak over what he's given you, to declare it, and just to do spiritual warfare and intercede to protect the word that he's given you from the hand of the enemy that may try to come and steal the word that he's given to you, because he does come to steal, kill, and destroy, and that is his mission when God releases a prophetic word over your life. So you're also, you know, called to go out and learn everything you can to prepare yourself. That is your responsibility. When God gives you a word, it is your responsibility to go out and do everything you need to do so that in God's timing, when he's ready, you are ready. What are you waiting for? If God has given you a word over your life and you are not going out and doing your part, you are delaying what God wants to do in your life. A lot of times we sit here and we get upset that, you know, oh God, it's taken too long and God has forgotten about me. And it's not that he hasn't forgotten about you. I kick the question back to you. What are you doing to prepare yourself for the destiny and the greatness that he has over your life? That's my question to you. What are you waiting for? Why are you not taking classes and moving towards the things that he's given you the passion and the desires for? It is not just going to, you're not just going to wake up one day and all of a sudden be equipped and ready. You have a responsibility, and he surrounds you and puts you in situations and opportunities that guide you along the way if you are willing and ready to do your part. I've seen so many believers squander so much time in their life with these prophetic words hanging over their heads because they just think that, okay, the moment that I'm ready, I'm just going to turn my hands to it and it's just going to unfold and it's just going to happen and everything is just going to be, you know, peachy and it's just going to work. And that couldn't be further from the truth. When the Lord gave me a prophetic word about being an entrepreneur 13 years ago, I had no idea that I would be working for 13 years as far as him developing my character, teaching me about entrepreneurship, and just so many other, and just, you know, linking me in relationships, allowing me to succeed and allowing me to fail so that I could learn from my experiences. There was so much tied to that was tied into my personal responsibility. So I ask you, what are you waiting for? What has God said about you concerning you? What have you done, or what haven't you done? Let this be a day in your life that you can earmark, and a date that you can earmark, you know, where you can remember and reflect back onto the day that you heard my podcast and that you made the switch and that you made the change. And if you have not made the change, is it fear? What is causing you or preventing you from going and doing your part so that God can do what he does and make you the great one he's called you to be? Is it fear? Are you afraid to be rejected? Are you afraid to fail? Well, let me help you with that. If God has spoken it on over your life, it can't fail. There's no failure in God. That's the beautiful thing about serving the King of Kings. There's no failure. Even when we feel like we failed, because we serve a God who is victorious and that reigns in victory, we don't fail just because we are in Him. And that is the beautiful thing about Him and His grace and His mercy. So I hope that this message has blessed you. I hope that it has encouraged you. I hope you were able to get something out of it and that you can apply it to your life. I would love to hear about what God is doing in your life. And I would love to even pray with you as your prayer partner and to come into agreement with you. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Send me a message on Instagram or on my website. I would love to hear more about what God is doing in your life. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast today. I hope it's blessed you. Have an amazing day.